Queensland and northern New South Wales growers are adding up the costs following a week of devastating weather. It's estimated more than $100 million worth of vegetables have been lost in the Bowen Gumlow district alone. I caught up with Queensland Horticulture Body Growcom Chief Advocate Rachel McKenzie about the recovery process.
The message for growers is that we stand with you, that we understand that this is a very difficult time and that we will work as hard as we can to ensure that the maximum level of disaster relief can be directed in your direction.
In the first couple of days since the cyclone, there was a lot of quick announcements about what disaster assistance already is available. Can you run us through them and where they're applicable for growers?
Well, they've announced Category B disaster assistance, which for growers is really low interest loans and an upfront $5,000 freight subsidy. Now, we're certainly not complaining about this, but considering the level of devastation that we're hearing about, we certainly think that there is a strong case for Category C or Category D disaster relief.
Now, Rachel, I know it's only early days, but can you tell us about the devastation that you speak of there and the destruction? What have you seen? What are growers telling you about their crops?
Well, I'm just hearing this from people on the ground, but there was about $100 million worth of vegetable crop actually in the ground, and that's all gone. There's significant damage to a number of mango farms. So the damage there is ranging from complete loss of mango trees to severely damaged trees. So some people are looking at a 3 to 5 year recovery to get back to where they were this time last week. Others are looking at an impact on this season's crop. So I think it's fair to say that the growers in the area hit by the cyclone have been badly affected, and it ranges from bad to really bad.
Can you tell me what's the message for people that buy vegetables, buy fruit? What are you telling us?
We're just saying, look, the best thing you can do to support our growers is to continue to buy fruit and vegetables as you normally would, even if there's a slight price rise. Just continue to buy these products. That is the best way to get money back into the pockets of these growers.
And obviously, Growcom speak for Queensland growers and the main body up there. Are there other growing areas in Australia that could help fill the shortfall that there is likely to be over the coming months?
I think we need to be realistic about what the shortfall will actually be. Predominantly, whilst this is an incredibly important winter vegetable growing area, the two commodity lines that we potentially might see some shortages are field-grown tomatoes and capsicum, because they are fairly specifically grown in this region at this time of year. The other crop lines will be well and truly compensated for in the other winter vegetable growing regions in Queensland, which are the Lockyer Valley and the Bundaberg region. There is some damage that we're hearing from the aftermath of Cyclone Debbie in some of those regions, but we think there is certainly enough area that will be able to maintain production so that we shouldn't see too many shortages in the supermarkets or fruit and vegetable shops.
Queensland Horticulture Body Growcom Chief Advocate Rachel McKenzie. That's a wrap from the National Rural Newsroom for this Monday. Don't forget, if you do ever have a story or you'd like to get in touch, you can send me an email. The address is ruralnews@macquariemedia.com.au. You can also follow us on Twitter @NatRuralNews. I'm Eddie Summerfield. I hope you have a great afternoon.
This has been the National Rural News.